Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
Today, I've got a special guest, and that is the host.
All right.
But the reason I think that you qualify as a guest is because today we're talking about blogs and blogging. Mm-hmm. And between the two of us, you've got more blogs, more blog experience, a larger blog mm-hmm. repertoire, mm-hmm. and you wear more blogging clothes.
I do wear more blogging clothes.
Yeah. So for those reasons, I think you should be the guest and I should kind of interview you about blogs. So why don't you kind of first tell us about your first experience or the first time you ever heard of blogging, or how were you introduced to blogging?
Our mutual friend, I think back in like maybe 2000, he showed me he had a blog, and he got into it because one of his friends from school started a blog that was pretty popular at the time. And it was just a blog, I think, about like sort of cars and going to school at UC Irvine, and it had a cool name. It was like macross.org or something. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And it was just like a daily journal that this guy kept, and it was just kind of designy. And then so James started one, and then as soon as I saw it, I'm like, I need to start one.
Huh.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh, I think you know this guy too, because it was a big blog at Irvine. This is like in 2000.
Yeah,
you know, and he was one of the first. I mean, he happened to be Asian American, but it wasn't Asian American blog. He just sort of blogged about tons of stuff.
Right,
and he had links to a lot of other people's blogs.
So. Okay, so you started a blog, and fast forward 5 years from that moment, where were you? What was going on in your blog life?
Well, okay, so I think what happens when you first start blogging, especially in the early 2000s, is that if you just graduated college and you have an office job, you're blogging. Because, you know, when you're sitting in the office all day, at the time I was an intern, you're sitting in front of a computer, you're stuffing envelopes, you're doing nothing, and you're like, God, I miss my friends. So, you know, you need to sort of communicate with them somehow. And so as soon as everybody graduated, which is everybody started their own blogs. You know, and so at the time I was interning and I was making a blog, and I had like two of my friends read it who also worked and had their own blogs.
Right.
And then like 2-3 years into it, basically anybody who graduated had a blog, and we had our own little blog, you know, community of like 20 of us that graduated from school.
Right, right. I remember working and looking forward to going to work because then I could read all the blogs. Like I would leave all blogs unread at home. So when I went to work, that's what I do. Oh, I'm so glad that so-and-so posted. Oh, so-and-so posted also.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's coincided with it. Because nobody, you were in school, you had web pages. I don't know if you guys had web pages. Like, I got into making web pages kind of late into college. But, you know, I just did for fun.
Right.
And then blogging I was doing for fun too.
Right.
But yeah, my very first blog, as soon as I started, I had a conceit where I pretended to speak from two different points of view. So everybody thought I was blogging with somebody else.
Oh, I always thought you were blogging with someone else.
You're such a liar.
Okay, so and that leads me to the next question. So what were your blogs about? How many did you have?
I only had one for a while. They were just about my life.
Okay, so about you.
And thoughts. Thoughts, daily life, They were, yeah.
Okay, so this is 2005, 2006. So then bring us up.
Oh, no, this is like 2002.
2002. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So bring us up to the point where you were writing a book about blogging. How did you go from being an intern and blogging, you know, in a blog about yourself to a published book about blogging?
Well, so ever since I started blogging for fun, I just kept on blogging. And even though most of my friends quit blogging after a couple of years, I started to just keep on doing it, and I'd meet other people online. And, it really just sort of became the only thing that I did consistently. And then after a while I met a friend of a friend, and she was like a book agent, and she read my blog for a while. And then she's like, hey, you know, you're a good writer. You can write things. What do you want to write about? And I gave her a whole list of things I wanted to write about, but the publisher at the time wanted a book on blogging. And I was like, I can do this.
And right, right.
Yeah. And so I started doing a book on blogging. And then I crammed as many examples of my friends' blogs in there as possible.
Right, right. So, of course. Yeah.
Hey. And then I became a blog expert based on the strength of this book.
So as of today, how many blogs have you, if you were to gauge, have you started? Maybe some are defunct, maybe some are still going, but if you were to count every blog that you've started
for yourself. Like 20.
20. Okay.
But I switch personal blogs like every 2 years, 3 years.
So what do you mean you switch personal blogs? Describe that.
I don't know. I think this is a very common thing if you've been blogging for a long time, is that you get sick of one blog and one blog name and you switch.
Okay. So it's the content itself is still somewhat in the same vein, same line, but it's just like new layout, new name, new everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like a... going from middle school to high school and then high school to college. Like,
yeah, you get sick of it. You feel like I need a change.
Right.
And then you kind of jump. It's very common.
Okay.
So.
So what have you learned from blogging, or what are some things that you now know that you wish you knew in 2002 when you were pounding away as an intern blogging? Like if you could go back with the knowledge you've got.
What I would have done is started to sort of microblog faster, like one blog about a specific sort of topic. Because back then, the whole blogging thing was that you only just sort of blogged about yourself and just anything you're interested in. So you got to sort of know people as personalities. But if you wanted to become like, you know, if you wanted to like sort of make money off blogging or become a professional blogger or something like that, you sort of had to focus, you know, around 2004-ish. It started kind of springing up that, you know, there were like blogs that were making money.
Right.
You know, and they're making money by focusing, whether it's like a music blog or political blog, just sort of anything like that. Because in the beginning, blogging was sort of about opinions, you know. In 2001, 2002, after 9/11, blogging became big because of everybody would start talking about 9/11, and the conservatives and liberals had their own blogs. And it just, blogging became about having a strong opinion and being very demonstrative about it. And that's sort of like the first wave. And then after that, there's another wave of just sort of blogging about something in particular. You know, a digital blog, a tech blog, you cover something.
Okay, right, right. Like TMZ's blog.
Yes,
or,
a gossip
or
blog.
Like a cooking blog. Like those are just things that people, those are interests.
Yes.
But those are kind of the second generation from...
Yes.
Kind of more. I don't know if I want to call them news blogs, but political blogs, maybe. Or
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's say you could flashback to there. What would be your topic? I mean, would you be a political blog, or would you have started a specialty blog? I mean, what subject would your specialty blog have been? Like, where would you have taken it?
I think I probably would have started blogging more about music or movies, because those were things that I was downloading a ton of at the time, and sort of just thinking about it and always sort of digging around for it. And now where it's gone is like, it's all amateurs, you know. Now music reviews, movie reviews, it's all amateur driven for the most part. And but if you had been doing that back then, you know, I think if you first mover advantage on that kind of stuff, it's big.
Right. Yeah. It's like some amateurs. I mean, quote unquote amateurs.
Yeah.
Because they may actually be professional now, but started as amateurs, and they're kind of an authority figure in that. And then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, not that. Now that I think about it, I know exactly what kind of blog I should have started.
Oh.
I'm sorry. The blog I fucking should have started, fantasy football. I don't know what I was doing. And I even had one.
You had one.
It was focused on my fantasy league.
Right.
Which was like an audience of 10 people.
So explain that, because I'm not really a fantasy football. Football did exist then.
Yes, it existed. I've been playing for 20 years.
Okay.
And for some reason, it just, you know, even ESPN was not nobody was covering fantasy football, because it wasn't seen as like something that was real sports. But then a lot of people started, you know, after a while, people started blogging about fantasy sports. And now those first people who are blogging about it now all work for ESPN and blog about it for ESPN.
Oh, so wait, well, I don't understand what they blog about. about fantasy football.
Like, this player, you should pick up this player, what happened here. Like, there's just infinite amounts of stuff to blog about.
Okay, all right.
Fantasy sports.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, if Drew Brees is your quarterback, you shouldn't play him because
you should not.
We don't think he's going to play more than the first quarter.
That's right.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. And you blog that stuff already.
I started one. I even had my fantasy football philosophies written down.
But it was for yourself. It wasn't...
No, it was for my league. It's an audience of 10 people.
Right,
which is never getting bigger because my league's only 10 people.
That's fine. Who are some bloggers or what are some blogs that you find yourself consistently going to or you're attracted to or you've been reading for a long time?
Good question. I am really just sort of still in stage one of blogs. The blogs that I love are all personal blogs. I feel like that's where people started. You know, like blogs started as personal blogs, and those are the ones I still fell in love with and still fall in love with. The problem being that almost all the ones I was into 10 years ago have stopped. And because they have stopped, I've had to sort of find new ones, but it's hard. Like, I maybe find an average of, like, one great personal blog every 2 years.
Wow. That's not that often.
It's not often.
And what makes a great personal blog? What are some things you look
for? You have to blog often. You have to blog openly. You don't even necessarily have to be a good writer, I don't think, because I did read a lot of personal blogs that didn't have great writing exactly, but they did. I just sort of was compelled by their life. Like, I'm a kind of a voyeur anyway, so anything that sort of shared things about their life.
Secrets?
Not even just like what their life was
not
like.
So transparency.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or at least it seems like it. And so back then I had, you know, like these blogs that I'd follow, and even now I just like I still Google them once in a while, the people, just to see if they pop up.
See if maybe they've started a new blog or if they're doing anything that's noteworthy on the internet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough. There's not a lot anymore because now everybody is either trying to blog for money or they're blogging for purpose. They're not just blogging to blog.
What changes when somebody blogs for money?
The one thing I hate is when people start making these headlines, because now there are blogs about blogging, or how to make money blogging, right? So, like, write a headline that's like, the top 5 things, blah, 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 or the top 10, you know, or you have to make these headlines that I was never into, because I'm like, I just like making headlines from songs, and they sort of fit, but they sort of don't, you know? So it's like, now all you're trying to do with blogs now is you're trying to link bait. You're trying to get people to come get hits.
Right.
And that changes everything.
Right. So it's more of a battle for eyeballs than it is blogging in the true sense of, you know, putting thoughts on a updating website or easily published website.
Yeah. Like, I personally, like, I get really annoyed now when I read a blog that's 250 words.
It's almost like,
because
where's the meat?
Yes.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
I want more content. I want you to really dive into this.
Yeah. And, you know, I sort of hate that they're short. So the ones that I like to read are always long.
I see. and then what about photo blogs or music blogs?
I mean, those are different because they're using blogging as just sort of like a dissemination of information platform, because it's just easy. It's easy to publish. It's like blogging is like two things, right? One is the software, the platform for publishing. So you could publish whatever you want to it. And then there's blogging, sort of like what you're doing versus, you know, how you do it. Right. How you do blogging is so easy that you can just throw on music, movies, or whatever. But you're not blogging in any sense of, like, you're doing something. All you're really doing is just throwing some photos up. You know what I'm saying?
So that would be more of, like, the means to publish.
The software.
Yeah, the software, the service of just easily updating a website versus the content. And then all those blog posts together kind of create – like a voice or an idea.
Yeah.
Is there any other topics about blogging that we haven't covered that you think you want to speak on?
Yes, I have some questions for you.
Okay, those are good. That's good.
So what I wanted to compare was, okay, so like we have both been blogging for a long time. You've been blogging pretty much as long as I have for the most part. However, we've done it very differently.
Right.
You know, I have consistently just sort of jumped around and I've always blogged and always done it like a lot. And you have done it a lot too, but always consistently sort of as part of your life, you know. Like you have had the same blog address, you know, for 10 years.
Right.
You know. And some years you blog like every other day, some years you didn't. So like you have a lot of blogs. And so, but your blogs have always been personal. You've never had to, you know, have like different blogs, right?
Well, I did blog for money once.
Right, I remember.
And that was for a tech website, which was a mix between reviews of products. So I'd use the website and I'd leverage companies to send me stuff for free. And then I'd review it and tell, you know, who should buy this, who shouldn't. And then I've had blogs of, I mean, some failed, some are good ideas, but it's a lot to keep a blog going. But my number one blog has been my personal blog, and I've had that since I think 2001.
Yes.
And yeah, sometimes I blog once a month, sometimes once every 6 months. Sometimes I have blogged every day for a month. So my archives are really, they're, if you look back at them, they're very inconsistent. Sometimes it's...
You were big in 2007. You had 150, you had 153
153 posts.
You must have been working real hard that year.
Which year? 2007?
Yeah.
That's when the iPhone was introduced.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That that had a direct... Oh, emailing mobily, mobile email.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my question is for you is, what do you get out of blogging? Because, you know, for me, you know, when I wrote the book, I had to pretend like blogging is my career. But it's really not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what do you get out of it as a non-blogging professional?
I think I get a couple of things out of it. So, first of all, when I was doing the tech blogging, when I was doing the paid-for blogging, I was putting up – each entry was, I would say, 200 to 400 words with a picture. And I do 3 to 5 posts a day. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to be witty and funny, informative, succinct. And I noticed after I did that, I got a real job. And I noticed that my speaking skills and my writing skills were dramatically better than when I had my other quote unquote career job before my figuring out what I want to do while tech blogging occurred. So okay. I noticed that my personal skills were just so much sharper due to blogging. But this wasn't the reason that I continued to blog. It was more of something I didn't realize that I got out of it.
Okay.
I also really enjoy when I blog something and then later on at maybe a cocktail party or something, somebody says, "Hey, I read that and I want to talk to you about it." I thought, oh, wow, I reached somebody. And granted, it's one of my, you know, 20 to 30 friends or friends of friends.
Right, right.
But the fact that they read it, remembered it, and when they saw me, they wanted to talk about it. And then a conversation of, you know, how maybe 5 minutes to an hour could happen because of that blog.
Okay.
And a lot of times people either have questions for me that I think are really interesting or comments or rebuttals or they just want to agree with me or they want to know more information. So I think those two things are the biggest things that I've noticed.
Okay.
And then lastly, there's like a real, when you hit publish and it goes live, I just get the satisfaction of completing something. And I like my blogs, each post, to have a point, to have kind of posed a question, answered a question, or just discovered something and broken it down that, you know, the layman can understand. I just feel good about it. When I post it, it's like I completed something. I feel better about that than, like, let's say, completing a task at my real job. Like, that, it's like, okay, I'm finally done with this.
Well, Let me ask you a question, though. What makes you blog less? As the years have gone by, you've obviously started blogging less. Why is that?
Well, I think that, first of all, blogging less, my skills get rustier. So then when I do go in and blog, I've got maybe like 30, I could pull it up right now. I think I have 30 drafts.
Oh, okay. But why do you blog? Like, why, for example, why do you blog so much less in 2012 than you do in 2008?
The thing is, I still have the same number of ideas, but mm-hmm. I write it and I get frustrated with how my writing is just not as good mm-hmm. as I remember. So I think, okay, I'm going to take a rest. I'm going to come back to this.
Yeah.
And that what that leaves me with is a whole bunch of drafts. Like, okay. So I have a lot of drafts of blogs that I want to continue or come back to, but yeah. my writing skills just aren't. They're not where I remember them being.
Okay.
And so it's frustrating, and I'm like, okay, I'll come back to this later.
So there, it's performance anxiety now.
I think I want to keep myself up to a standard.
Okay.
But it takes a lot more energy than it used to. Or maybe as time has gone on, my memory has distorted that standard to be higher than it really is. It's very possible.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, right now in my queue, I have 33 drafts. And some of these I started in 2009 that mm-hmm. that have never just come back and finished.
I have one last question, actually. You know me in real life, and then you also know me through blogs. Do you ever read my blog and you're like surprised, or are you like, oh, I didn't know this about him? Or do you know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe it's past that due date because we've been reading each other for so long. Sometimes when you're reading something, and you're like, oh, like, I didn't know John did this or thought about this. Like, is it a supplement to my personality, or is it like a whole, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I definitely think that there's some topics or some posts that I've read that I discovered something about you. Whether or not mm-hmm. it was the point of your post, or if it was mm-hmm. kind of something that was that appeared in your post that maybe wasn't the actual point. Mm-hmm. I also love when we have a conversation and you're like, man, I gotta blog this. And a couple of days later, the blog comes out and it's like, hey, this is something that we talked about. And I think I can easily identify when those posts happen, but with other people. I can't necessarily say who the other person is every time, but it's like, oh, this post looks like the result of a conversation that he had with somebody else about this.
That's true.
And I think those are fun because for me, I will go in and imagine you and somebody else talking about this and how you came to the conclusions of this. One that I remember is farming, social network farming. So you put mm-hmm. categories of farmers and how those people are how their social networking activities make them this type of farmer. And so I know that you didn't just sit around watching TV thinking, oh, I better write this about farming. Like, you had a conversation with somebody about social networking and you said, you know what, this is very similar to farming. Oh, we gotta blog this. I gotta blog this.
That's true.
I think that's exciting. That's supplements. That's okay. Definitely
supplement. Okay, yeah. Good. Because sometimes, you know, like, even with George, like, people who don't know George that well, but they start reading her blog, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, I feel like I know your sister now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Or her friends will do the same to me, like, oh, I feel like I know you.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, and I think that's kind of what you get when you find one of those bloggers that you really like that you follow. It's like you're getting to know them through their blogs, and that's why you want them to write a lot and update daily or frequently, mm-hmm. and be transparent. So it's like, hey, it's almost like you have a friend. It's a little bit of a one-way friend, but
I'm better friends with these people than my friends.
Yeah, right? Because you get...
I know more about their lives.
You get so much out of them.
And I'm more invested in their life than I am some of my real friends. I think with blogging, it's something I'm going to be doing forever. If nothing else, this will be the only thing I do till the end of the day, till I die or something. It's in me.
It's in you.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think that blogging is a new concept, because people would keep journals for forever, you know, they would be journaling. Like, some people have journals every year. They got a new journal and they just journal on it. So having the need to kind of document your life or your ideas, I think that really goes back, you know, for humans, for people, for civilized people.
Yeah.
But having it available for the internet to see, or for the world to see, I think that's the new concept, and I think that's what makes it a little bit more exciting. And I kind of agree with you. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it until my last day. I don't see a reason to stop.
There's no reason to stop. There's that, you know, like, you could do it privately, but there's always going to be part of me where I do public private blogging,
right?
Sort of. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being a guest on your own podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been really great.
Thanks for everybody listening, and for our microphones and headphones, that we sound good and we listen good.
Thank you, Evan Williams, for starting Blogger.
And Google.
Pyra Labs.
And Google for buying him.
Thanks, Google, for never hiring me to work for you in the blogging department. Assholes.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll have many more discussions on Blogger, because it's such a big part of both of our worlds. But I think that wraps it up for this episode.
Farewell.
Adios.
Bye-bye.